This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Nutra Medical Report. And, of course, Ann, you've got lots of news to cover. Let's start from the top, which is the FDA is accepting public comments now. Let's go through some of the details.
Yeah. Well, I submitted comments. And essentially, the FDA had put out a draft report, and they're going to put it in the government register, federal register. And they're saying that it's going to be okay for Oxitec to test their GMO mosquitoes in the Lower Keys of Florida. And but right. it has public comment, so people are making comments, and you know they're mostly health professionals, and mostly they're saying it's an unwise thing to do. There's just too many variables.
Wow, that's interesting, isn't it?
Well, they say that there, you know, this is Oxitec, and Oxitec is a different.
Right.
Yeah, so they're made a GMO mosquito, and it is supposed to be 80% effective. And I think that you did the calculations, and you said in 2 months there'll be just as many mosquitoes as there ever would be.
But it wouldn't make any difference. Unfortunately, now you'll also have you'll have the presence of the mosquitoes also with now the new genes. 1 in 200 is a female, but also the fact is the males will carry these genes, and only. And there'll be a 50% survival rate into the first generation, which means by the second generation, the total volume will be there. But now you have mosquitoes transferring this OX513A gene, which increases the oxidative stress in the hosts, and therefore is a weaponizing platform for not only Zika, but also other viruses. So what people need to grasp here is that what they've done is create a new weaponizing oxidative platform. Interesting, hey?
Yeah, and then as it turns out, there's an Israeli company, and it's called Forest Innovations Limited, and and they're making their world headquarters here in St. Louis in Creve Coeur at the Danforth Center, and so in what they do. Now, you know, with fruit flies, what they did in California was they irradiated them. Well, mosquitoes are much more fragile than fruit flies. So what they're going to do is they're going to separate. You're not going to believe this, Dr. Bell. They're going to separate the females from the males by weight, because the females weigh a little bit more.
Yeah, but that method already by visually separating only it misses 1 in 200 even by manual separation. So I know they're still going to make mistakes, but even if they don't, the male genes are still passed on to first and second generation mosquitoes. And these genes can actually insert in different parts of the genome, which even if they had tetracycline, then it's non-lethal. So this will affect hundreds of different gene complexes and other organisms, including the release of these Bulworth moths that they did in Georgia some years ago. In Georgia, and it's actually now into other insects, according to Dr. Mei Win Ho, and other carriers, right? So it's not a minor problem, is it?
Well, no. I mean, I used to work with county scales. I used to write software for them.
Right.
And, you know, there are so many variables. I mean, you essentially have to look at the curve, and then you have to make it straight in the software.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly, yeah.
And there's a lot of error. You know how it is? Anybody that's taken calculus knows about error. I mean, you can't do any calculations without error creeping in. And if you're weighing something, then you've got probably four or five different sources of error coming in there. So, so one thing is they probably won't get all the females and separated from the males. There'll probably be a crossover factor of, I don't know, 1%. How do I know? And then because they're so fragile, they can't use radiation. And I'm sorry, I missed a step. They're going to let the females and males mate and make the larvae.
Right.
And then they're going to paint the larvae with something so that they won't hatch.
Really?
Well, so that their progeny won't hatch.
Yeah, I don't think painting them does anything. It's the genetics that are the problems. And the fact is the gene complex is only suppressed if there's adequate levels of tetracycline. And even at low levels of tetracycline, they expected 3 to 5% survival. And the actual numbers are 15%, which they have in their internal reports. So they already knew from all the published scientists they were going to create a disaster. So it's obviously that these people didn't care. And now Intrexon's bottled Oxitec, and they're continuing to release these mosquitoes. In fact, I got another report from somebody in Florida. They're actually planning to release these mosquitoes for mosquito reduction in Florida now this summer. So it's the problem is it's continuing to mount. Now that an American company's bottled Oxitec, it's going to be even worse now.
Well, this other company, this Forest Innovators, they're not going to do it the same way. But I think they're going to have the same problems. In other words, now they say that they can guarantee a 90% effectiveness rate, which means, I guess, that in 3 months we'll have as many mosquitoes as we did before.
Wow.
And the only thing is that it's not GMO, because they think that it's unlikely that Oxitec will get the go-ahead for using a GMO mosquito. This is because what Forest Innovators does is they paint the larvae, so the males and the females mate. This is the wild group. And then they produce the eggs, and the eggs become larvae. And what Forest Innovators are going to do is they're going to paint the larvae so that when they hatch,
how are they going to paint them in the wild?
No, they've got a facility.
But even if they do that, they're still not going to affect wild reproduction. The logic doesn't follow. I mean, in the laboratory, yeah, that might work. But in the wild, I don't see how that technique will work at all.
The males and the females mate, and they form a larvae. Or they form eggs, and the eggs turn into larvae. Now, what happens is they paint the larvae with something. They can't use radiation, and they don't want to use GMO. They don't want to get into the gene pool. So they're going to paint them with something so that when they hatch and become mosquitoes, the males will be sterile. And then those are going to go out and mate with the wild females.
Right.
And then the offspring of that will die before reaching adulthood. That's what they say.
Wow.
That's what they say. But it's 90% effective. The headquarters is going to be here in St. Louis, the world headquarters. They've also got, they also have a laboratory in California and, of course, in Brazil. They were both Brazil and the United States and other countries are giving all sorts of grants to people.
Right, but
I
still
get rid of these mosquitoes.
There's still lots of, I don't know if they've had field testing to prove that this works, though, have they? They have lab testing, but not field testing, right?
Yes, that's right.
Israel,
and apparently we have some trade deal with Israel that if they make their world headquarters in the United States, we give them tax breaks or whatever.
Right. Yeah, a lot of technology comes out of Israel because they don't have the restrictions we have here of technology, you know.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of technology comes out of Israel.
So they're going to be at the Danforth Center here in Creve Coeur.
Amazing.
It truly is amazing what's going on.
Yeah. Well, I believe that they need to do it, but what about the Wolbachia bacteria they researched for years in Australia? That one seems to work very well and it crosses generations, and it makes the the larvae sterile already. Why don't they put Wolbachia out there?
There's some problem with it. Well, it's another GMO thing.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now, 800-587-3948.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, and Ann, let's go through some of your Twiland.info blog. And by the way, right now it's donation, but soon, within a month, it'll probably be set up so that you can give a membership and people can get access to this amazing information. And, of course, they should listen to the third hour Friday because it's primarily your hour where we go over all this news and we I ask questions, you answer. I could pull up from my information sources. So it's usually a very good source that you're not going to hear from other people that are not qualified to know all the stuff or that speak on what's called public citizen type journalist radio. You're not going to hear this anywhere else by qualified people. You'll hear maybe by Yahoos, but not qualified people.
Well, I try to make it. to make a radio show so that our listeners can understand what I'm saying, and then if they want more information, like the graphs and the charts and the pictures, they can go to the blog.
Yeah, you do an amazing thing now. Of course, the government and the World Health Organization are getting more and more freaked out by Zika. What's the latest on that?
Well, they're waiting for the public comment period to stop. We think we probably have, as of today, probably about 2,500 cases in the United States out of 330 million people. And so that's not a whole lot, but we know it's a sexually transmitted disease, and they have not yet put it on the STD list, which means that people don't have to report their partners.
Right.
And they're still taking blood. Why are they taking blood? They found it in saliva and urine and in sperm and in vaginal secretions. And now we discovered that it's in the spinal fluid.
Wow.
And,
that's scary.
I'm hoping to get this next week I'll try to get that up on the blog. How long they say each, where it lasts the longest in the human body.
Exactly, yeah. So that's pretty serious stuff when it's starting to show up in spinal fluid and elsewhere. It means that I expect it to cause chronic neurological disorders as well, like dementia, chronic demyelination disorders, transverse myelitis, arachnoiditis, and other conditions that ordinarily right now are not. But remember, most doctors are not neuroscientists, or, called PhD level. They're not. And that's why they don't necessarily look at a patient for investigating it more than just a standard care. And as a result, they're going to miss these things. If you don't measure it, you don't know it.
Well, this one fellow, he got an inflammation of both the brain and of the brain covering, which they call, so altogether it was meningoencephalitis. He had encephalitis plus meningitis, and they didn't know what was wrong with him. And that's the problem. People go in and into the doctors, and they try to find out what's wrong with them. And, of course, they know that they've got encephalitis or meningitis, but they say that having them both together was very strange. And then they found it in the spinal fluid. And that was like a month and a half after he had been exposed to Zika.
Wow. That's pretty concerning, isn't it?
Well, it's hard to kill viruses, and it's really hard to live through meningitis and encephalitis. And when you got them both together, essentially they put you on ventilation, and they just wait for you to try to survive it. They don't have enough to say what the death rate from that is.
By the way, I just want to report that we do have antipathogenics which will clear the body of all viruses, all bacteria, all mycobacteria, and all parasites. For example, I just had a consult from a doctor in Toronto who had given someone a recommendation to take for hepatitis C or nutriodine. And their doctors are scratching their heads because she's completely free of hepatitis C, cleared only with Neutrodyne. Completely free. DNA viral tests show absolutely nothing. And that's just one case. There's virtually all the cases we have, whether they've got, it could be cystic fibrosis with chronic infections of Proteus mirabilis or some other organism, strep pneumonia, other bacteria. It doesn't matter if it's a chronic viral infection like herpes zoster neuropathy, where there's a chronic low-grade smoldering herpes infection. It doesn't matter if it's chronic candidiasis or gut yeast infections like Saccharomyces cerevisiae is the actual trigger for the autoimmune condition of inflammatory bowel ulcerative colitis. We can clear the body of all pathogens with our triple threat, nutriodine, silver 100, and allicin med that crosses through the biofilm, and all pathogens are destroyed by it, plus our nutrient defense. This is far more powerful than any drug. In fact, I had one of our ladies, with actually our cleaning ladies, her father was dying two and a half years ago in Mexico, in I believe in the city of Morelia, which is in where the monarch butterflies go in Mexico, Michoacan. And he was 89, and so we gave her the money to fly down there, and we gave her a pile of bottles of Silver 100. The Mexican doctors were so impressed, they put a Millipore filter and gave it to him intravenously. 2 hours later, he was recovered, and the next morning, he walked home.
So that's like a blood cleansing, except
right.
It's not mechanical.
Yeah. And the thing is that when we gave the Silver 100, it completely cleared him of the infection that was killing him. They expect him to die by the morning. So
is it bacterial or viral?
It was most likely, what often happens is people get one infection, like a viral infection, like this latest P-H1N1 flu, and then they get secondary bacteria. That's why I tell people the inflammatory changes that can persist even afterward. We've had a number of people with this California strain of flu, they've got such severe inflammation. They've got middle ear problems, balance problems, hearing problems, blocked eustachian tubes, chronic bronchorrhea from their bronchi or sinus problems. And if you take our nutraceuticals, we can reverse that without any toxic drugs.
You know, I heard that it's very difficult to clear a eustachian tube.
We can do it very quickly. It's always related to cytokines. And we have cytokine blockers like the Allergan that actually blocks histamine and interleukin-1-beta, the TNF-alpha. We have high-dose Power-C. We have local immune modulators like our Regenerex and cell detox glutathione, so we can clear all those cytokines pretty quickly. And we also have transcranial lumen photon and micropulse human resonance therapy through micropulse. So there's, you know, basically all these treatments are very effective and have no side effects. So when people say you can't do anything, I believe the word can't is not my vocabulary.
Not in your vocabulary.
It's okay. Not my vocabulary. I figure one way or the other, I'm going to figure it out or contact my doctor colleagues. And by the way, I have networks of tens of thousands of doctors and scientists around the world. If I don't know something, I try to reach into my networks and I find somebody somewhere that's done work on it. And I build on their work. As I say, I stand on their shoulders. Often we'll use their nutraceuticals or technology and incorporate it into my programs. So you have to be a networker. But the thing is, somewhere out there, I like one of my favorite quotes in the Bible is, and the leaves of the tree are for the healing of the nations. It's not just the healing of the nations, healing of the people of the nations. I believe there's a biological molecule that God's put out there somewhere, like the Conus magna slug of the Philippines that actually can turn off pain. I believe that God's put a biomolecule somewhere in the world that can treat every illness we have.
I believe that.
Yep. I think it's just a matter of us being curious enough to research it and find out from whether it's local shamans or Chinese medicine or do the Western scientific research to validate whether it's valid, good or not.
All right, back. Well. Are we
dancing? Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, and Dan, you've got some interesting stuff here about the elevations and the mosquito-borne Zika virus that really doesn't like going to elevations like Mexico City or Denver, Colorado. Anything above a mile. It's interesting, isn't it?
Well, probably because there's not enough moisture in the air. You know, as you go up in elevation, the air gets thinner, and when the air gets thinner, that means you have less water vapor in it.
Right.
So they probably just don't like the lack of water vapor. And the other thing is that they use elevation as a proxy for temperature. So as you go up in elevation, you get lower temperatures.
Right.
And so yeah, if you live above a mile, if you live above 5,000 feet, then you probably don't have to worry about Zika unless somebody flies in and transfers it to you in some way.
There's some Canadians
being too close to them.
No, there's some Canadians looking at the idea of a Zika virus being transited over to other mosquitoes that work at not only lower altitudes but also can survive winter weather. And there's some really good entomologists in Canada that have felt that, and in Minnesota and these northern states, that are pretty certain if it gets embedded in these other populations, they'll survive even early snowfall. They're not going to get wiped out.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, that's
their conclusion. That's their conclusions, that they think that it's very probable that these things will go in there. Now, they don't have all the proof yet, but if you have entomologists that are saying that other viruses can embed in there, what's going on with climate shifts is you're giving what they call climate spikes. See, a lot of people, although they think we're getting global warming, and I think John will agree with this, John Moore, who broadcasts with you, you're on Fridays with John over at RBN, is that the actual sea level has dropped 2 meters in the last 20 years. That means we're getting increasing formation of the ice shelf in Antarctica, which has actually been increasing at least the last 6 years dramatically. Although the northern hemisphere, we have the Northwest Passage opening and we have increased methane hydrate release, what we're seeing worldwide is actually a drop in sea level. And what's going on now is we're getting what's called climate spikes, which means you get surges of really warm temperatures in the middle of winter. It means some organisms that ordinarily wouldn't be in the northern latitudes is getting here. And if they get embedded in other populations of organisms, it can either be insects or vectors, they could start embedding in the populations, even though they're not normally native here. So the theory is, again, this is not proven, but it makes sense, is that these climate spikes, either really hot or cold periods, allows normal organisms that are involved either in temperate or equatorial climates, like Zika virus, to start invading into areas further north.
Well, there is global climate change ongoing, and yes, we have moved from a colder zone, planting zone, 4. Now we're in a warmer climate zone, 5.
Right.
And, the mosquitoes are going to go where the mosquitoes go.
Right.
But as far as transferring to other mosquitoes, as far as I know, that hasn't happened.
We'll keep our eye on it because I think they're probably going to do it in the lab first to see if, number one, the organisms survive in these different mosquitoes. If they do, the way it would happen is you'd have a mosquito, what you call a sipper, like the Aedes aegypti mosquito, infect, say, a background like a white-footed mouse or a vole or some kind of other organism. And then the other mosquitoes bite it and actually get a blood meal. Instead of being sipper, they get a blood meal, and then they get infected and become a vector. So it's theoretically possible, though we don't have proof for it yet. If it happens, it's nasty. And it means we're going to have a lot more bugs in latitudes we ordinarily didn't expect.
Well, we can extract more of the Aedes aegypti because it's getting warmer. And so naturally they're going to spread out. They're going to spread north. And we already know that the other one, the albicutis?
Albopictus.
Yeah.
Albopictus.
That one is already coming up into the Midwest in the summer. And it can carry the Zika.
Now, if you look at your map, which you have down here, where is Zika most likely? Because you've got an amazing blog, by the way. I really appreciate what you're doing. You see this map here, and it shows like the areas like Miami, Orlando, Jacksonville, and so on, Charleston. These are hot. I mean, they're really, really high likelihood that they're going to have Zika. Brownsville, Texas area is moderate. All these other areas, there's less over on the West Coast here, like in San Diego, Phoenix, Tucson. But down and around Florida and the Southeast United States, man, it does not look good, does it?
It does not look good. Now, you see that gray line that goes up to the Texas Panhandle and the Oklahoma Panhandle and through Kansas and crosses Missouri and then Illinois and Indiana and Ohio?
Right.
Okay, that is the range of that other mosquito in the summertime.
You're talking about the range of the Aedes albopictus.
Albopictus, in the summertime.
Right.
So most of what you see on this map is that that's where the tourists fly out of and fly back to. So that's why you have it in Philadelphia and Washington, and I don't know why they don't have New York on there, because New York is also another place where the Aegypti mosquito resides pretty much year-round. Yeah. Well, and one reason it survives is because it's a house mosquito. So it survives indoors. It's not outside in the cold.
It can exist in your plants. In other words, a drop of water in your window.
Well, you know, a lot of people keep a glass of water by their bedside so that they get a sip of water if they wake up. Well, I don't do that. I've moved all anything that's food related, including water, into the bathroom. Now that means I have to get up. The bugs are relegated to the bathroom then and not to my eyelids.
I got a solution for you that'll stop that. I have an Aladdin cup. It's a 32-ouncer, which I usually carry around with me. I have several copies of it. I have smaller ones for my daughter. These have a top on them and a straw, and they are thermal, so they'll keep your ice and your. I usually have one of these. SodaStream sparkling water machine, so I don't drink any sugar, and that's what I usually drink during the day and at night. And you don't even worry about bugs getting in there because they can't. I mean, it's a sealed top with just a straw there.
Well, I have that too. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I have a double-walled container and with a straw and a lid and all that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just like the idea. I like to tell people don't keep any water where you're sleeping because that'll draw the bugs.
Isn't it amazing, though, that little things that you wouldn't think are really dangerous? What about the microcephaly and the other birth effects? What I see happening is, I don't think this is going to go away in 2 years. The people in the Zika-infected states, they told them, you're not going to have pregnancy for 2 years to 2018. I don't see this going away. I just don't. I think the incompetence of the public health people, the scientists, and the people that deal with the ports of entry, et cetera, are not going to deal with this. It's similar to the comments that Donald Trump made about stopping all the drugs coming if he builds a wall. Well, a wall is about one quarter of the solution, and it's mainly going to stop poor people, and we call climate refugees from the Middle East and elsewhere where their drought is going on, or they're trying to do Hiraj or an invasion. And only a tiny percentage of the people, by the way, are terrorists. The reason why they're terrorists is they believe in the garbage of the Quran and the Hadith and the Shira. But the fact is, to stop the drugs, you've got to stop the CIA and the NSA, the Department of Injustice, and the FBI from bringing in $2 trillion of drugs and distributing them in the inner cities. They're the criminals that, off the books, are managing through the CIA, I call the fourth arm of government. It's not just us, the public. The fourth arm really is the CIA, which is the most powerful, and the NSA and the secret agencies. And you can't stop the drugs unless you stop the airplanes and the other things. It's the same way as if people bring in these pathogens that fly in here, and they've got these pathogens like Chaga spirochetosis from South America, and they've estimated 100 million people infected. And guess what the mortality rate is? It's 100% over 20 years because the conventional doctors have no treatment for it. Dr. Deagle does, and will wipe it out very quickly in a matter of weeks. But they have no treatment, and these people will decay to having a hypertrophic cardiomyopathy that they will die from, and it can cause liquefaction of brain tissue, liver, etc. Guess what? Incompetence is mean it's going to spread. It's going to cause more death and destruction.
Every floor in stock is on sale at Lumber Liquidators' end-of-quarter clearance sale. 100 million square feet of top-quality flooring is priced to move. Get incredible deals on 60 styles of North American and European laminates, including the look of oak, maple, or cherry for under a dollar. 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. Save $2 a square foot on beautiful Bellawood 3/4 inch solid Brazilian cherry. And get pre-finished solid bamboo from $149. Plus wood-look tile, vinyl plank, and more from 69 cents. And pay no interest until 2018. The end-of-quarter clearance sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Control, do you like mortgages?
Negative. Over.
Do you like rockets?
Affirmative. Over.
Do you like rocket mortgages?
I'm listening. Over.
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that turns the entire mortgage process into a fast, powerful, completely online experience.
Copy that, QL1. I'm going to go ahead and push this button in.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
To give them proper metabolic support, they develop normally, and she's very high functioning. It is her birthday today. Welcome back. And so, and one of the things that I brought out in the articles that I didn't talk about is today's our daughter, it was 23 years, Kelsey. Kelsey's been on metabolic and nutritional support since she was born 23 years ago by C-section. And the best model for aging is not progeria, which is the Birdman syndrome, it's Down syndrome. Down syndrome people, if they die traumatically in their 30s, have the same tissue changes as someone double their age. They have cardiovascular changes and neurological changes virtually identical to someone double their chronological age. Because of that, I have actually developed protocol and actually lectured two pediatric subspecialists in metabolic disorders, including Down syndrome, where there's five specific genes in the long arm of the CQ2122, the section of the 21st chromosome. And that's part of the reason why I have protocols that can reverse and slow aging, and I'm presenting a paper to the Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine, and also as a senior consultant for the new Anti-Aging Institute we're going to be building, probably south of the U.S. border in Ensenada, Mexico. The reason is that Down syndrome can be selectively aborted by a test done through the mother's blood now by a doctor developed in South Korea, and I think it's an abomination, because if you start looking for other gene complexes, including gene complexes that indicate you might have a tendency to fight against the establishment, which, by the way, they can identify with the specific gene complexes that regulate those receptor pathways in your brain that make you more likely to fight against or resist tyranny. You can actually find those genes now, believe it or not. So you can actually make designer people that won't resist a tyrannical situation or a tyrannical government. And, of course, if you can make human beings that are not only from 32 genetic parents, as the conference last fall said in Britain, you can also make transhumans that are basically like Zootopia. You can actually start making pets that can communicate with you in English that are actually transhumans. This is very scary stuff. And people say it's just theoretical, it's sci-fi. No, it's not anymore. This is not sci-fi. 93% of abortions in the world are not Down syndrome or other gene defects like Fragile X syndrome. They are female, period. And they're done by, believe it or not, they're done by three groups, Chinese, Indians, and Believe it or not, they're also done in many places by Muslims. So, and this is under the cover. They don't want to tell you that they're listed specifically, but the most common are Indians and the Chinese. Now, of course, they took off their one-child policy. So the second child, if they're not a member of the party, will not get membership. So they often fly into places like Chino, California, to have their child with the anchor baby laws, which, by the way, are just misinterpreted. If you're an illegal person here and your parents are not American citizens, you shouldn't be able to retain American citizenship. At least one of your parents must be an American for you to become an American if you're born on American soil. This idea that you get, and I've had constitutional experts I've been in contact with, which I'll bring on the show that people are just born here of illegal parents are not Americans, according to the correct interpretation, the historical interpretation, which Scalia would have said, of the Constitution. Now, there's more radical views by some of these new, I call, making laws from the Supreme Court that would say otherwise. Now, why is this important? It's because a lot of people come to our country are bringing diseases that are not native to America as well as their culture. So that's scary stuff, isn't it?
It's pretty darn scary. By the way, the abortion of female fetuses is also occurring in the United States.
It is very much so. In fact, the abortion rate in Canada is what's called a negative population. The only way they can increase their population in Canada is to immigrate. And immigration policy was Mr. Trudeau, who's a knucklehead, is basically without proper screening of these people bringing a massive load of Muslims from countries where a percentage, it may be only 5%, but the problem is the other Muslims coming into the country have been trained and browbeaten to be passive, so they won't fight against their radical imams in their mosques. They won't fight against these other people by exposing them to local police authorities so they can stop from bomb-making and doing other things. And I'm very worried because I don't want to see decent people who just happen to be Muslim shoved into civil detention camp because 5% or 2% of their population are maniacs that want to blow up a nail bomb in a shopping center, and all these little children and mothers and fathers are shoved there. What they need to do is come into the 21st century and realize Muhammad was just a guy who was trying to reform Judaism and Christianity, and he didn't talk to God, as he said in one of his letters, which Al-Salman Rushdie talked about. Basically, he talked about his letters to Satan. And it's in the Quran, if you actually read it, and it's also in Hadith. If you go to politicalislam.com, you can read the English and the actual time linear of the Hadith and the Surah, as well as the full Quran, and you'll understand this. And by the way, if you're Muslim and you don't have a proper time sequence because they rearrange the sequence of the Quran, it doesn't make sense. But if you read it in a time sequence, it makes sense. What it means is Islam is a scam. It was originally put out by the Catholic Church and supported. The man who did it had a seizure disorder and had a kind of a messianic vision of what he wanted to do to reform Judaism and Christianity. He had become apostate because he had recognized that. But then he created his own version. And even in the Quran, he actually states specifically that he had a dialogue with Satan because at first he thought it was God, and he actually told his wife, and it's actually recorded in the Quran. People need to know this. The average person, especially imams, won't talk about it because it's actually in their own words. But they'll continue to support it. And regular, what we call rational Muslims, won't do the Shara and Hadith to be like Muhammad and won't blow themselves up. So 99% of them probably are decent people. And I don't want to see them shoved into civil detention camps if what we call an extra radical, extreme right-wing person gets into office and these maniacs are permitted to come into our country and do terrorism, because that's where they're going. The American public won't put up with going to a shopping center and having their wife or their daughter blown up with a nail bomb or a nuclear bomb going off, because these bombers in Brussels, and by the way, they went to Brussels because it's the head of the EU, they specifically know that eventually once Europe becomes a clenched fist, they're going to come down on radical Islam. And radical Islam is a tool supported by what we call Londonistan or London. That's where Wahhabism came from. It didn't come from the Middle East. It came from London in 1926. With a deal between them and the Saudi king, who's a crypto-Jew, who went from Basra 200 years ago to Saudi Arabia, and that's why it's called Saudi Arabia, because he made deals with the devil, literally, with the Saud family, to take down all these little fiefdoms and put them under the Saudi Arabians with the British help. So people need to know this. The same way when the British helped Mao Zedong take over all of China and kill 80 to 100 million Chinese, in the same way it happened in Russia with the Russian Revolution. It's always the same players doing the same damn stuff. It's ugly. People need to know this. Interesting, eh?
Yes, well, one of the reasons that there's so many people trying to leave Syria is because they have a 900-year drought going on.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. By the way, who do you think is doing the drought? Now, remember, I had presidential-level security clearance at U.S. Space Command. I have advanced knowledge of astrophysics, quantum physics, and quantum astrobiology, and I can tell you that this is not only a cyclic change, but it's also being amplified by changing the upper atmosphere to a plasma. Much of this is what I call climate warfare that's promulgated by turning the upper atmosphere into a plasma with nanoparticle aluminum, thorium, strontium, and barium. And by the way, nanoparticle barium is 10,000 times more toxic to the brain than lead. Now, so people have to understand this. If they wonder why the climate's all screwed up, it's because they're putting blocking highs to block Fukushima Daiichi radiation coming forward North America and weather systems. That's why we have drought in the west of the states until this last summer. We also have climate shift where all these countries where these people are migrating out of are all Muslim countries where the drought is literally 500 to 1,000 years peak. And I guarantee you that if we wanted to, we could change the rain patterns to bring rain back to these areas, because people, I'm sure, would love to be in their own country rather than migrate to a place where they're not welcome. So, you know, remember now, the powers that be want to create dialectics of chaos. And if we had a proper leaders, not people like idiots like Obama, but proper Muslim leaders that would, you know, start talking straight talk about Muhammad and not calling it a blasphemy against Muhammad. Muhammad was a reaction to apostasy in the Christian church under the Roman Catholic popes, which are doing some very bad things. And the Jews, who were run by the Sabbateans, who are Satanists. And people have to understand that that's why Muhammad existed, supported by the Catholic Church to try to take these Arabs to take back the Temple Mount and give it to the Vatican. That's a fact. You can look at the videos from Jonathan Gray. You can actually get the books from Barry Chamish. You can actually do other research. And if you want to contact me, I'll provide the references. So guess what? Yeah, climate shift is doing it, but I guarantee you, if we wanted to fix the climate, we could. This is all part of a dialectic to drive these people out, to tell them it's time for the third war or jihad, and to create catastrophe and bring their violence here, and to dumb down the rest of the Muslims, which are being fired because they dare challenge the extreme imams inside America, where 72% of the mosques are radicalized. And we tolerate it, it's because we have leaders like Obama that want disaster, and Hillary Clinton that want borders open, and don't want to properly vet these people. I don't want to see Muslims shoved into civil detention camps. I don't want to see little children suffering. I don't want to see women suffering, and I don't want to see Sharia law in America.
Neither okay?
do I. Okay, we're going to unveil all of it, not just the top millimeter like most news broadcasters and radio and television. We're going to go down to the guts of what's going on.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings, it's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dives deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor, because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. buysellmakeoffer.com and tell them Pat Matthews sent.